This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Popular children's TV show My Little Pony is gearing to introduce its first ever same-sex couple. Lesbian pony couple Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty are set to be introduced this month, during the final season of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. The Press Council has ruled that a 2017 anti-trans column written by Miranda Devine is in breach of their standards, calling it inaccurate and misleading. In the Daily Telegraph column, titled What Madness Can Justify Mutilating Our Children, Devine argued against new laws in Victoria that could punish therapists opposed to transitioning children, and described being trans as a pernicious social fad among young people. In its ruling, the Press Council noted that Devine's column contained material presented as facts, such as, there is no evidence that changing sex will reduce the incidence of self-harm or suicide to lessen the impact of other associated mental states, such as depression or autism. A new report has found that rainbow families in Australia face exclusion and discrimination in most of their day-to-day interactions with government. The report, Love Still Makes a Family, was launched by Rainbow Families and explores the experiences of LGBTIQ families when accessing federal government services. Rainbow Families committee member, Kathy Brown, said parents had told them about difficulties they'd had with Centrelink and Medicare, prompting Rainbow Families to compile the experiences into a report to advocate on behalf of the LGBTIQ community. A new report has found that LGBTIQ youth leaders in Victoria rank inclusive sex education as a key priority among their cohort. The Young and Queer Report was commissioned by Minus 18 and identifies 16 key issues facing LGBTIQ youth, along with solutions. An anti-trans group in Tasmania has been invited to take part in designing trans-inclusive posters for public bathrooms, following a council vote late last week. A motion to introduce trans-inclusive posters in public bathrooms was originally moved by Councillor Holly Ewan and approved by the Hobart City Council last month. Late last week, an amendment to include radical feminist group Women Speak Tasmania in the design process was voted through, prompting trans advocates to speak out in dismay. A father has offered hundreds of free hugs at a recent pride parade to help champion LGBTIQ inclusion and support. 44-year-old Howie Dittman donned a Free Dad Hugs t-shirt this week and hugged hundreds of LGBTIQ attendees at the Pittsburgh Pride Parade, moving many of them to tears. Sharing his story on Facebook, Dittman vented his frustration over parents not accepting their children for who they are. He said, "Imagine that, parents. Imagine that your child feels so lost from you that they sink into the arms of a complete stranger and sob endlessly just because that stranger is wearing a t-shirt offering hugs from a dad." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A top-level Scottish football referee has resigned after a history of his anti-gay social media posts was exposed. Scottish FA ref Stephen Brown's Facebook messages date back to 2010 and abusively target the Glasgow-based Celtic Football Club and the team's manager Neil Lennon. Right-wingers have slammed Megan Rapinoe for refusing to sing the national anthem at the World Cup as US soccer won't let her kneel. Rapinoe was the first white pro athlete to take a knee during the anthem in 2016 in support of NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, but told Yahoo News she will continue her silent protest as she's no longer permitted to kneel and may never sing the anthem again. And finally, Australia has taken new steps to ensure transgender inclusion in sports. Sport Australia teamed up with human rights advocates to write new guidelines which include trans and gender non-conforming athletes. The authors say the new recommendations do not mandate standards on testosterone levels for trans women and non-binary athletes, as there is limited research on the impact of performance and there are many other factors that impact on someone's sporting ability.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.